Hey guys,
so
it is time for me to officially welcome you to my podcast. This has definitely been a long time coming for sure, but I am just I thought it was finally time for me to get out of my comfort zone and, you know, and to realize that it was never going to be perfect. I was never going to get the, you know, perfect sound recording equipment or anything like that. And I thought, I have an iPhone. Use them for a reason, people. Like, you can do anything. It's 2019. I'm earning money from my, like, iPhone now. So why can I not make a podcast from it? And you know what? The sooner I can get my message out there, the faster, you know, just the better I can get it out there. And I'm so excited to share just myself, my journey, where I'm at, where I'm heading, and to be able to help leave a legacy behind and show people that you are honestly capable of whatever it is in your life that you want to achieve. So basically I guess my main reason for starting this whole podcast was because I really wanted to be able to create connections and communicate with people from all walks of life. So, you know, throughout the podcast, you'll definitely be seeing me talk to some really successful women or just women of, it'll probably be men too, actually. but yeah, just people getting in, getting shit done, making it happen, and just showing you that people come from all walks of life to become successful, and that these people, you know, they weren't necessarily born into wealth or success, or they have a rocky backgrounds, or just their past as well has shaped them who they are, and that, you know, irregardless of what has ever happened in your life, I guess, you have the ability 100% to turn that around, because, you know, if things always go wrong in life, or, you know, not to how we planned, and it's just making the best out of every situation possible and realizing that you have the absolute 100% power to take control of your life and where you see it heading, and just realize and wake up and just start realizing that life is happening, you know, for you, not to you. So you get the decision to wake up every day and choose if your day is positive or negative. You get to choose how each event that happens in your life, how it impacts you. Like one thing I'd heard the other day that was really, really significant to me was that, you know, events that happen in our life, we give meaning to them. It's not, you know, that the meaning we essentially attach to them is our own perception of what it is supposed to be. So, you know, it could be something that could be really positive and we somehow turn it into a negative because it wasn't planned for that day, or it's not how, you know, we thought it was going to go. But I think that's where gratitude and mindfulness comes into play in life so much, because we need to be grateful for so many things that we have already. Because if we look around us, we are so, so lucky. And I think it's so easy to get up, caught up in, you know, the hustle and bustle of life and work and kids and whatever else is going on in your life right now that you are trying to move past, and just be grateful for even the smallest of things. Because I can guarantee you can find, you know, 3 to 5 things every day at the start of your day that you are grateful for, and that will put you in the best mood. Because I know myself, it's so easy to wake up in the morning and the first thing I did was I'd look in the mirror and I'd literally look at my body and go, oh my God, like, you're not that skinny today. Or like just those stupid little thoughts you think of in the morning. And I know so many people do it. Like so many of my girlfriends I know had said that they have the same similar experience, that, you know, you wake up in the morning and you'll kind of go about your day. You look in the mirror and you start telling yourself crap straight away. You start telling yourself that, you know, oh, your arms aren't as skinny as you thought they were, or, you know, just all these, like, this negative stuff that we tell ourselves. And then it's insane that we then somehow think we're supposed to feel positive and, you know, impacted to do amazing things in our day, when we start by telling ourselves things that are not beneficial to us whatsoever. So I guess to introduce myself, I just wanted to start and talk on this podcast a bit today about, you know, where I've come from, who I am, what my values are, and what I stand for. So basically, I am now currently 21. I'm engaged to my beautiful fiance, Jackson. And we have a little 5.5 month old boy, Gabriel, which we absolutely adore. He's literally just been the shining light in our life, and we have loved nothing more than becoming parents and just watching him grow every day. It just fills our hearts literally, and it's honestly an unexplainable feeling, but it is amazing, seriously. So where do I start? At the minute, I'm a stay-at-home mum. I run my own online network marketing business, which I am incredibly crazy about. I love it so much, and just all the opportunities it has brought me has been insane, and I'll go into that in a further podcast, and you know why I chose it, but it is literally giving me a life of opportunities and choices right now, which I cannot be more thankful for. That's one part of my life so far. So I was born in Melbourne, and we moved around quite a lot. I have 4 younger siblings, and you know, my parents have always been so, so supportive of me, and I'm so close with them, which I'm so grateful for, because I know for a lot of people that's not the case. I have loved growing up in a big family. I think it creates more independence and just really shows you the value and meaning of family. And I think now, especially that I'm older, I value it so much, because I know when I was going back home when I was around 18, 19 and seeing my friends, I was all about my friends and all about, like, I'd literally drive 2 hours home to go see my parents for an hour and then hang out with friends and drink with friends. And I think that just comes down to age, but I value family so much now, and they are incredible help as well with Gabe, which is so good, because as much as I love him, you know, it's amazing to have that strong family unit there just for him to see as well, I guess, and really have that support backed for us, which is so cool. So basically, from when we moved from Melbourne, we moved down to Kyneton, and I went to primary school for half a year there before we ended up moving into Beaufort. So I went there, it was in a small country town. I was there, you know, from prep to year 9 before we moved a little bit further, and then I had changed schools at the time, just because at the last school I didn't feel challenged, and I just wanted a new fresh start. And I think us moving around so much and doing all these different things, I love change, so I was always loving just the excitement of something new and something fresh and just starting out in a completely different area, even though that may have been really scary for, you know, some 15, 16 year old starting at a new school. For me, I thought it was another way to challenge myself, I suppose. So that was really cool. So I finished school in 2015. I moved to Geelong, and I actually had no intention of what I was going to do in my gap year. I wanted a gap year, but I really wasn't sure what I was going to do, because I didn't really feel strongly about uni, or I just more so didn't know what I wanted to study, I guess, which was something that I thought, well, there's no point me going if I don't really am not really passionate about something completely. And I wanted to get more experience as well, which another thing that really annoys me at schools is that we don't get enough exposure, I think, to a lot of different activities and ways, and you know, it can be really hard to be out in the workplace, I suppose, as well at that age. But I just think we should be definitely exposed to a lot more and be learn how to learn our specific strengths that are valuable to us, not just as a general cohort. But that's definitely for another day, that conversation. But yeah, so then basically from there, I moved to Geelong. I was so excited to become independent, get out of a small town. Small town syndrome, it kills you, literally. I was just, sick of the people I was around. I wanted something new, something fresh again. I wanted that change, and I wanted to just really get out into the world and make experiences for myself and just navigate it day by day, honestly. So when I moved, I started graphic design, and I did that for a year and a half before I wasn't really sure about it, as I wasn't really putting my time into it properly, and I always really liked working a lot more and having that money there. So I really wasn't using my time efficiently whatsoever. But basically then I worked in hospitality for 3 years before I then changed over to disability, and worked in that and loved that, but it's also a very tricky and mentally draining job as much as it is rewarding. I did that job until I was almost, 35 weeks with Gabe, and then I actually then only had about 2.5 weeks off before I fell I already was pregnant before I went into labor with him. I think for me, becoming a young mom was not something I knew was going to happen for me. I was really scared at the time, honestly, and I really haven't opened up to a lot of people about it because I think I was kind of scared of the shame maybe around, not being grateful for having a child and falling pregnant, because I know how hard it can be for people. But if anything, I was just really scared and overwhelmed, and I think I'd never really identified that I'd had much anxiety or anything like that before, but I think that really just heightened everything for me to overthink everything constantly, and I was just in a really negative mindset, which was hard because I know the first half of the pregnancy for me, I remember people asking me, being like, oh my God, are you excited? And all it was definitely I was kind of putting on a facade. Like, yes, I was insanely grateful to be pregnant and to be able to bring a little life into the world, but I was also honestly so scared because I felt that I had no clue about what I wanted and what I knew about myself and what I wanted for myself. In retrospect to, falling pregnant and thinking, well, holy crap, like now I just have to stay at home, and I didn't know what I wanted to do career-wise or job-wise or anything like that. And I'd always see myself being really successful and, owning businesses or doing something for myself. I never, never, never wanted to work for anyone else. It was never something that was on, the cards for me in the long term. I always knew I would work for myself either way. And I was always really, ambitious in that way. But yeah, so when it comes to being pregnant, I know for the first half I was really scared, and I think once I'd come out and told a few more people, I think that seeing people's support, as much as it didn't matter from, a lot of people, it was only my close family that was so supportive of me anyways. I think having the support of other people, for some reason, I still was really scared, I think, about what people were going to think, and I doubted my own abilities and my own self, until it was later in the pregnancy, I guess, where I really did start to enjoy it and enjoy the journey and realize that, something my mum had said to me at the start when I found out and I told her was that she goes, you were never going to be prepared at any age. And I think that really stood out for me. And just the fact that, I think in life we think, okay, I'm going to buy a house and get married and live to all these timelines that everyone has this idea of. But then realistically, I think having that in my head, I was even more scared and overthought everything more because I was just really worried that, that we didn't have a house yet. And I was like, oh my God, like how are we ever going to be able to buy a house now because we have a child? And then just you jump from one thing to another and another and another. And it's just an exhausting thing to compare your life to others. And yeah, it's not great whatsoever. So I would definitely not recommend it. But I suppose, yeah, for me, pregnancy towards the end, I really did enjoy it when I realized that, you know, I couldn't change anything. And now I think at that point, I definitely know I didn't want to change anything. I was accepting that I was going to become a mother. And, you know, it's not that I was never grateful. I was always grateful. And I think definitely everything that happens in your life is meant to happen for a reason, and Gabe coming into my life has made me find myself even more, and I am just so, so thankful that, you know, God has given me him to be able to find myself and realize my strengths and realize that I am capable of anything I put my mind to, because I know now that I'm an incredible mother, and it makes me emotional to think that I was so scared, because, you know, I had the support of all of my family, of all of Jackson's family, of, you know, us and everyone around us. But it was really scary for me to think, you know, there's a lot of girls that wouldn't be in that situation, that wouldn't have the support of, you know, potentially a partner or their families. And for that, like, I think that for me was also really scary. And I know I even myself, I literally would try searching like 20-year-old mum or 21-year-old mum, like the hashtags on Instagram, because I was like, oh my God, there's no one out there that's pregnant, that's my age, like, and all this stuff. Because you see a lot of young mums on Instagram. But for me, they were definitely not my age, which I found really hard. And I was like, oh my God, my life is, you know, 4 years early, blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous we get these things in our head. That's what I'm trying to say by sharing all of this. And I think I just want to be a support as well for anyone that, you know, is thinking about having kids young, or is thinking to, you know, if something like this comes into your life, look at it as a blessing either way, because I think definitely there is reasons for everything in life. And you know, if you can't see what it is or what life is trying to teach you right now, you're going to see it later down the track, and you're going to go, oh, that's why that had to happen, so this other thing could step forward. And you know, it comes back to the one door opens or one door closes and another door opens. It's the same thing, and you just have to make sure that you're not looking at the closed door long enough to be able to receive that open door and the energies and opportunities coming through there. But on that note, guys, I am so super excited to bring this podcast to you, and just to bring some, you know, I think I'm going to be bringing out some smaller short podcasts that you can listen to, you know, while you're doing a 10-15 minute job, or while you only have that 10-15 minutes, and then some are obviously going to be a bit longer as well. And I'm really so excited to just interview some incredible, amazing people that are doing stuff with their life and getting out there and making it happen. In the hope that, you know, if you are thinking that you want a better life, or you've got an idea and you want to pursue on it, just to get out there and make it happen. Because, you know, there is no point living your life wondering what others are going to think, and wondering and waiting for what other people might be interested in, I guess. You literally just have to live life on your terms and go for gold and go for what is going to make you happy at the end of the day. Because the way I see it is, you know, if it's of monetary value, no one else is going to pay your bills. No one else is going to, you know, come cook you dinner at night. No one else is going to do that kind of stuff for you. You have to do what's best for you, whether you have a family or anything like that. Honestly, at the end of the day, you have to put yourself forward and realize to live life on your terms. Because when you align yourself with, you know, your own energies and what is true to you, life just becomes honestly so much easier. And I can't wait for you guys to just see all of that and see the true, what can truly come out of just doing you. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to my first podcast. I'm so super excited. I always have ideas popping up in my head throughout the day. So I think I will be very active on here. But yeah, I hope you all have an amazing day, and I look forward to recording my next podcast. Thank you. Bye.